I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Always look forward to our Wednesday visit with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Boy, there's a lot going on these days.
I know. Let's start with the biggie. That was at the end of the week going into the holiday weekend. We found out that this deal with U.S. Steel in Nippon apparently will go through, made some changes to make it more palatable in terms of, I guess, security and control.
Yes, and I think the palatableness to us here in southwestern Pennsylvania probably focuses on two things. Number one, the jobs, the 3,000 or so jobs that are in the Mon Valley Works, and of course the jobs of the headquarters that's here in Pittsburgh. And secondly, the investment on improving and making this these steel mills more competitive. We know they're old mills. One of them's over 150 years old, the Edgar Thompson Mill in Braddock. And if they are not modernized, meaning there's not the type of investment in equipment and robotics and all the things that make them competitive, that those mills might not survive more than a decade or more. So I think it gives us a lot of hope for the future.
Yeah, and there'll be construction jobs involved, obviously, for all the trades will be involved in these upgrades, I would imagine, like iron workers and just a good positive economic turn for what could have been an elimination of those jobs and the steel industry completely gone, basically.
Absolutely. And I heard your conversation with Senator Costa, and he was exactly right. And I know Jay represents a lot of those areas in the Mon Valley and has for many years and is concerned about those folks. And it was interesting to see, I call them the Mon Valley mayors, that all came together under Mayor Kelly, Mayor Latanzi, Mayor Lee, North Braddock, Clairton, really rallying the troops in the Mon Valley to support Nippon during these negotiations when there was other forces that were not wanting to see that happen. Last week, obviously, we focused on the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh with the mayor's race and Corey O'Connor and Ed Gainey. But these mayors have been very, very influential for many years, and they don't get a lot of attention, but they really represent their communities well.
Just some of the details, and we don't know them all, would be the original proposal kept U.S. Steel headquarters here and would move Nippon's operation headquarters here.
Yes, from Houston. Yes.
That was a big plus.
Yep.
And then the investment, which has actually increased, but it's not a takeover. It's considered a partnership, and I understand the CEO will be an American here.
I think some of those details are still to be worked out as negotiations go forward. It is my understanding a $14 billion investment in the purchase or merger or partnership or whatever the term you want to use. But then there's also over $10 billion of investment of new monies. They're talking about a $4 billion steel mill somewhere in America, the $2.4 billion we've talked about here in the Mon Valley Works, and then some other ones in Arkansas, Alabama, Gary, Indiana, other places.
Yeah, they did. I think initially the investment here in the Mon Valley was just over $1 billion, and now it's more than doubled So that's encouraging. And that would mean that they're serious about keeping it here. You don't invest $2.4 billion and walk away.
That is exactly right. I think if there's not that investment, people would always be worried about how much longer these mills will continue to operate. But you're 100% right. When you invest that kind of money, we're talking generations of operation and jobs for the people in the Mon Valley.
And protections for those jobs is also, I hear, in the deal.
Yes. Protection for the jobs, protection for the wages, protection for the pensions, the health care, all the benefits that go along with that. And, you know, also to improve the environment. I know that was something that County Executive Inmarata put out in her statement last week, you know, wanting to preserve the jobs, but also wanting to make sure that the improvements that have been made. And again, I go back, you know, over my 12-year period, there was an 80% reduction in hazardous pollutants coming out of that area. To continue that, to continue the progress that has been made with air quality in the Mon Valley.
You would hope with the innovations and the technology we have here that part of that will be better ways to improve air quality.
That's exactly right. And again, I think it's a good investment. Again, a lot of the details will be ironed out. How many jobs? Will there be an expansion? Will there be other improvements? But you mentioned something really important. Those building trade jobs, we're talking thousands, up to 10,000 building trade jobs that will be generated by the $2.4 billion investment.
And just in time, because you're ending, you know, the major work at the airport.
Yes.
And then you have Homer City with that energy center that will be built.
Yes.
And now you have this U.S. Steel improvement in the Mon Valley. So that's great news for the trades.
It's really great news for the trades. And, you know, we saw the statistics that came out showing that Pittsburgh is trending younger. Not necessarily the region, but the city itself is trending younger. And that we need that trend to continue because we need those workers. You mentioned Homer City. The steel mill investments that are happening and other big UPMC is still doing their big expansion and you know the public works things that are going on with the BRT and Alcosan and all the different things that are happening. We need workers, and we're going to talk to another company coming about down in the Fayette area that needs workers. We need workers.
I'm born and bred, and I've never heard of this company, and the fact that there's only two companies like this in America. And it's here.
It's here.
And they're thriving.
And we don't even know, you know, not a lot of us know about it. And we're gonna learn a little bit about them in a little bit.
Yeah, and there are jobs, good-paying jobs available. So we'll talk about that and more coming up with Rich Fitzgerald. And next, want to talk to you about the new recommendations on the COVID vaccines. Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Plastic bags, so they're banned in this city, and as Paul said he'll get some details, thinking about doing it statewide. See how that goes. I kind of use the environment aside. I use those plastic bags as trash can liner for the mini trash cans in my house.
We do the same thing in the Fitzgerald household, and they can be convenient. There's no question about it, even though they're not necessarily approved by certain folks.
That said, let's talk about the COVID vaccine. The new recommendations, Robert F. Kennedy, who's heads our health and human services, you know, at the federal level department, recommending that healthy children and pregnant women not get a COVID vaccine. And for a lot of people, we're at a point where COVID vaccines, should they be part of the regular regimen, like the annual or seasonal flu vaccines? Is that still generally recommended for both? As we, you know, we're out of flu season for the most part, but, you know, before you know it, we'll be back in it at the end of fall.
That would be my sense. And now when you have the director, the secretary coming out with a statement like this, what it does, it puts doubt in people's minds as to whether they should move forward. So one of the things I always did in my previous job was rely on the medical experts, people like Dr. Bogan, and our folks from UPMC and AHN, I call them the Dawn Doctors, that gave us the advice that would help us deal with COVID, whether it be vaccine or treatments or whatever it might be. So I still think you need to rely on your own practitioner, the person you trust, your pediatrician, to give you the kind of good advice you have. You notice the CDC and the NIH has not come out and endorsing
secretaries. They didn't say anything yet. I have a question, and that is, if you choose to get one, if you're in those categories, or if a parent chooses to give their children or get them the vaccine, will insurance then cover it since it's not recommended? You know what I mean?
There's good question.
Semantics in that. But that whole issue of vaccine seems to have been, you know, because of Robert Kennedy's original stance, it's put a lot of doubt in people's minds. But to your point, I think you ask your family physician, someone you know and trust, and go with their recommendation.
Yeah, I just know, you know, when the vaccines came about in late 2020, early 2021, so many people wanted the vaccine. I mean, it became an hope for people to be able to get out, to not feel that they were shut in and cloistered. And the vaccine really, you know, put us in a position to move forward, whether it was healthy people or people that had other immunized complications. But it just sends a lot of doubt. And this individual has been obviously an anti-vax person throughout his career, and now he's elevated the position of being the director, being the secretary of health, and it gets complicated.
All right, that said, let's talk about just a quick update on the airport, because you brought to our attention this robotics baggage handling system that'll be in place at the new Pittsburgh International Airport.
There's a company called Journey Robotics that does robotic baggage handling. And no surprise, they're a CMU spin out. A lot of the folks came out of a company called RE2 Robotics, which is another spinoff out of CMU. One of the complications with baggage handling is you have an awful lot of workers' comp with backs, shoulders, handling those heavy bags day after day after day, all day long, lost bags, that type of thing. So this new innovation, the robotics organization doing it, comes out of a lot of innovation. The Pittsburgh International Airport has something called the X-Bridge, where it's like a laboratory for new innovations for the airline industry. This was one of those things that came out of that. This company is looking to expand, and I think worldwide you're going to see other airports and other airlines that'll buy into their technology for obviously cost savings and worker training, worker safety, and all those type of things. And it is now being piloted out at the new airport, and while the new airport isn't quote-unquote open, a lot of the operations right now are being tested for the opening in a few months.
If this works, that they believe it will, it will definitely. I mean, I can't imagine around the world airports wouldn't be putting orders in for these robotic baggage.
Absolutely.
Because, and for those, again, a reminder, you and I are so close to the story, especially you, that sometimes people overlook that there will be no tram and there will be a lot less wait time for your bags because they won't have to travel as far.
That's exactly right. Right now, your bags travel about 8 miles from the time you get off your plane and winds its way underneath all the ground and along the tram and all those kind of things. And that was one of the to decide to do the new airport, because when we looked at the cost of trying to repair that 8-mile baggage handling system, parts were no longer available, components were no longer available, those type of things. So it's going to get better. And now you get robotics is going to make it even faster.
Coming up, good jobs, Brownsville, PA. Just to the south, there's a company that is doing something only one other company. This is in the entire country.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Is happening here. Coming up on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Wednesday we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, encompassing 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh, one of those counties south of here, Fayette County, where, and I just learned this from you today, I always walk away with something, Rich, that this company is only one of two in the country that does what they do.
Yes, this company, we're glad to welcome Ryan Snee. Ryan is the Director of Strategic Initiatives for a company called Heartland Industries. Heartland Industries builds barges, those barges that we see floating up and down the Monongahela River. They're in Brownsville, Pennsylvania, about 40 miles south of Pittsburgh, and they are going gangbusters. They are making barges as fast as they can, hiring people as fast as they can. Over 400 employees, a lot of investment, a very, very modern company on the banks of the Monongahela River. And we are glad to welcome and hear more about it is Ryan Snee. Ryan, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Appreciate you guys having me on this morning.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your company and what you guys are doing and all the hiring you're looking to do.
Yeah, so we are Heartland Fabrication, as you said, located on the Mon River right here in Brownsville, Pennsylvania. New construction shipyard building inland river hopper and deck barges. We have about 400, dedicated teammates on site. We like to think we build the best barges in America right here in Brownsville. So from raw steel, all American made, to forming and cutting our own parts, all the welding, manual and automated, that goes into building the components. We have our own paint booth on site. And then, Rich, as you got to see a couple weeks ago, we launched them with a big splash into the river. So we like to think we're doing some great things here.
Yeah, Ryan, Rich was telling me about it. He said it's pretty spectacular when you see it in person. Those barges are huge and carry a lot of tonnage. What'd you say for coal, Rich?
It's when a barge coming up the river basically takes almost 1,000 trucks off of our roads carrying coal or gravel or whatever materials they are carrying. So they save a lot of wear and tear, and the economics of shipping along using barges to do that is much more cost efficient when it comes to energy. And Ryan, from my understanding, when we took the tour with some of the commissioners, the county commissioners in Fayette County a couple weeks ago, you guys have orders for the next number of years. I mean, the need and demand for barges in this country, again, because there's only two companies that make them, is really ongoing.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, barges are a crucial part of America's supply chain, like you were saying, able to move goods from agricultural products, energy products, raw materials at really significantly lower costs and with fewer emissions than trucks and trains are able to. So we like to say that the barges are the original green transportation. Like you were saying, one barge is equal to about 16 rail cars or about 70 semi-trucks. And when you put a tow together of 15, that does take about 1,000 trucks off the road. So there's significant advantages for using barges to move goods from place to place.
The other thing that's innovative about your company, Ryan, Heartland Fabrication, is the fact that you do your own training. I mean, you'll take people that really don't necessarily have to have a degree or some sort of certification in training. You will take them and you will provide the training for those individuals.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, we have our own training center on site, like a $1 million investment back in 2019, really out of necessity to help us grow and scale our workforce here in Brownsville. So yeah, you can come on board with little to no welding experience. We'll pay you to train, And then we like to get everybody out of the training center at what we classify as a weld two, because so our second level of welder, making about $27 an hour. So we like to think that that's a really good wage. And, you know, you're going to not only have a job, but a career. We have numerous people that have came in as an entry-level welder and fitter and are now supervisors in management here at the company. So really grown careers here in Brownsville.
So how do they find you, Ryan, for an opportunity? And this could be significant for a lot of people.
Yeah, you can find us at hl-fabrication.com for the internet, and search for jobs on our website. And then we are also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, search for Heartland Fabrication, and then on LinkedIn as well. And you'll find links to apply. We're actively hiring welders, machine operators, and painters here.
So, Ryan, one of the things that we got to see with your leaders and Commissioner Dunn and Commissioner Facides when we were there is watching one become christened. When you build this on the banks of the Monongahela and then the barge is done and you slide it down the bank into the river, and as you said, that splash is spectacular. Can people see that? Do you have a website that would show that? I know we posted on our SPC website, but I think people would love to see that that video.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It never gets old. I've seen hundreds and hundreds by this point. But anywhere on our social media, we're actively posting videos of new launches. So we're launching 3 to 4 barges a week right now. So plenty of opportunity for new posts.
Well, Ryan, appreciate the time this morning. Good luck, and thanks for being on with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hope you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan Snee with Heartland Fabrication of Brownsville. If you're looking for a good paying job, this could be it. And coming up, an update on what's going on in our Golden Triangle. Thanks, Ellen. The heaviest rain is off to the east. A few leftover showers, a lot of clouds. 63 to high. We'll jump to 75 tomorrow. Right now, 52 degrees. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald. And we welcome the executive director of the Downtown Neighborhood Alliance. That would be John Valentine. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, John. Well, it's Valentine's Day, we'll say it is for John. And, you know, just last week, John and the Downtown Neighborhood Alliance had their annual banquet down at the Wyndham. And, you know, hundreds of people, stakeholders in the downtown ecosystem were there. He was honoring Vince DeLee, County Executive in Marotta, and Kendra Whitlock Ingram from the Cultural Trust as community leaders. But really, John, what we want to talk to you about are some of the new things that are happening in downtown the Golden Triangle people may not know about. Number one, I'd like to hear the Liberty Project. What is the Liberty Avenue Project that you were talking about last week?
Well, the Liberty Avenue Project came out of some of the retailers on Liberty Avenue who reached out to the Downtown Neighbors Alliance, which we call the DNA. And they had a lot of concerns and felt like Liberty Avenue was being neglected. So we listened to their concerns, and then the residents after that wanted to get involved. So we put together a whole plan. We've been working on it for about a year. And it's going to include some new retail. We're going to try to recruit startup tech companies into a few of the buildings and hope that that's a catalyst for more tech companies to come downtown. We're going to bring in our own project, our own store, actually. We want to bring in a bookstore cafe. And we're going to look at, you know, some of the things that we can do to make that block better, believe it or not, including a music venue similar to Mr. Small's in Millvale. And that would be spearheaded by Rugby Realty.
So the bookstore, that's also intriguing, like a community center bookstore, to kind of a place in downtown where people can kind of gather and get together, so to speak. Tell us a little bit about that.
You hit the nail on the head, Rich. That is exactly correct. We're going to do something we started called Downtown Dialogues, which is basically panel discussions. We'll bring that into the bookstore. We will do poetry readings. We will have book signings, author readings. Even some of the screenwriters for some of the theaters downtown will be able to come there at no charge and bring their audience in to hear, you know, the screenwriting process before it actually gets finalized, and then they can make changes. It's acoustic music, and let me see, we'll have trivia nights, chess tournaments, and basically what, you know, how Starbucks used to call their third place, this will be a third place for the residents and the workers to enjoy.
Anytime you can have a gathering place, people, community centers, whether it's whatever type of community, it does bring people together. And I think all of us, whether you live in the city of Pittsburgh, whether you live in Allegheny County outside of the city of Pittsburgh, or even if you live out in one of our rural communities, the vibrancy of downtown Pittsburgh is really critical to this region and to all of us.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, it's the second largest business district in the state of Pennsylvania. So, or I should say the Commonwealth. But it's extremely important to the whole southwestern Pennsylvania economy. So I'm in agreement. And I also agree in that, you know, we have to do things to make the residents of downtown feel like it's a neighborhood, a community. And I think the bookstore slash cafe is going to be extremely important to achieving that goal.
Well, John, much more to come. I'll invite you back and appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
John, appreciate all the work you're doing, and let's keep moving forward.
Thanks. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
John Valentine, Executive Director of Downtown Neighborhood Alliance.
The Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk. Southwest Airlines checked bag policy changes today.
Passengers will now be charged $35 for a first checked bag and $45 for a second.
And then you pointed out there's going to be another change with Southwest next year, Paul.
Yep, they're going to start assigning seats.
Just like all the other airlines. And you want a seat with a cushion, that's an extra $25.
Here it is. Hey, Walmart has purchased another shopping center, this one in Bethel Park. And interestingly, as you pointed out earlier, there's a giant eagle sitting right next to the Walmart on this location.
Yeah, and Rich, as you know, they're big competitors, but they've been, you know, together, and apparently Walmart's going to let them stay.
Well, there's also something to be said for bringing more traffic in, and sometimes your competitor helps bring that traffic in that can sometimes spill over into to benefit you.
Okay, so the Pirates did something really slick last night.
The Pirates complete a 6-run comeback, 9 unanswered runs. They beat the Diamondbacks 9-6 tonight.
Boy, what a spectacular 8th. 7 of those runs came when they were down 6-0.
And Brian Reynolds had a 3-run homer to put him over the top. It was pretty nice.
The lumber company is back.
I love it. Hey, Pat Freiermuth was at OTAs yesterday with the Steelers talking about not the guy who didn't show up, but the guy who did. Mason Rudolph.
Oh, I love Mason. Yeah, man. He's a hell of a guy, a hell of a teammate. Great locker room guy.
It seems like the players love Mason Rudolph, and he's been a great guy. I've met him many times.
But what about Terry Bradshaw?
Oh,
Terry. Man, he's taking some pretty tough shots at the team here.
Yeah, well, he was asked about Aaron Rodgers, and Terry being Terry said, quote, "That guy needs to stay in California, go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods." So that's our guy. All right, Paul, thanks. And Rich, a final word coming up next on the Big K Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.